let's have a closer look to the balance sheet. The way I've said, the current assets and the fixed assets are the part and parcel of the assets of the balance sheet of the hotel industry. The assets can be bifurcated into tangible or intangible resources, owned by the hotel or leased by the hotel. It may include the cash, inventory, and physical infrastructure, and the overall goodwill that is being captured by the hotel. In the current assets, we may include the cash, the revenues generated, that is by selling. So, sales amount, the debtors would be included over here, as well as the inventory amount as well would be taken into consideration. So, assets are something that is being owned by the business. On the other hand, liability is something that is being owed by the business. It is the obligation that has been owed and that need to be payable in the coming days or in an accounting period. It may be a bills payable, it may be a wages, it may be a accrued expenses, it may be a short-term loan or a long-term loan that is need to be payable. And the third part of the balance sheet is nothing but equity. Equity represents the hotel's net asset after liabilities are been settled. Equity is going to show us that in what way the investors have invested and had the shareholders' pattern into our equity statement. Equity statement also would be showing us the profitability. And if the profit is being appropriated in the form of general reserve, revenue reserve, other kind of a statutory reserve, or any kind of a dividend that has been paid, or if we are making any kind of a taxation payment or the provisioning for the taxation, that also can be shown over here via the equity statement. The statement of changes in equity starts with the opening of the equity. So, opening balance is the beginning inventory that has been carried forward from the last year statement. Into that, we are going to add the profit, that is a net income from the income statement is added to the opening equity. Of course, the losses need to be decreased from the equity. If we are maintaining or appropriating some of the profit in the form of general reserve, revenue reserve, or any kind of other reserve that also need to be highlighted. If we are distributing the profit in the form of dividend, that also need to be highlighted. If we are making any kind of provision for the purpose of taxation of the coming year, that also need to be shown over here into the equity statement under the head called as profit and losses. And then we would be having the distribution as well. If we are distributing the profit to the shareholders in the form of dividend, that also need to be shown over here. So, this is the way the statement of changes in equity may look like. This is what is the example of one of the statement of changes in equity. I've showed over here the net income, the prior period adjustment, the distribution, net changes in equity, and overall what remains as the closing balance of the equity by adding and subtracting these all things that have been recorded into a statement. Now we have to analyze the financial statement through number of actionable insights. First is the trend analysis. Once we have prepared these all four kind of the accounting statement, we have to concentrate the reporting of the same. And to do a reporting, we may follow the trend analysis. Trend is nothing but the comparing of the balance sheet and income statement over time. And what kind of a pattern it's going to reveal, identifying that pattern and accordingly coming up with the ways so as to improvise our performance, which definitely enable us so as to do some kind of a proactive adjustment in the coming days. It also going to help us so as to assess the profitability. analyzing which all are the department that are contributing a lot so as to generate a revenue and which all are the components of the expenses. It's going to allow us, especially the hotel managers, to understand the profitability and the loss way of the overall operations. It will give us the way by which the informed decisions would be taken in a long-term horizon. The cash flow management would be highlighting that how much cash would be available with us so as to maintain the liquidity if there would be a demand at any point of a time. Now, who all are going to demand a liquidity? Definitely the short-term investments, the debt repayment we have to do, the creditors payment we have to do. So these all peoples would be interested so as to know that the liquidity or the overall solvency of the business. So the investors, especially while calculating the debt to equity ratio, we have to take into consideration the liquidity pattern via going through the cash flow management statement. Thus, the hotel cash flow statement would be giving us the ways by which the cash flow is generated from the operations. So it's going to track the cash inflow and outflow from the hotel's core day-to-day business activities. This include the revenue that has been generated from the hotel, the food and the beverage cost, and maybe the other service like as renting the hotel premises or running some of the ancillary shops, and these all shops would be providing us the rent. It also include the expenses such as the salaries and other utilities and other supplies that we are making every now and then. The hotel cash flow statement also include the fund generated from the investment. It covers the cash flow related to the investment made. This may include purchasing of the property, purchasing of the equipments, the kitchen equipments, the furniture that we are maybe buying or maybe we are taking it on the lease. If we are taking it on the lease, what are the lease amount, the contract of the lease also be shown over here. If there would be any kind of a mergers and acquisition, if there would be any kind of a consolidated adjustment we are doing, that also need to be shown under the investment activities. It also includes the sale of any assets. If there would be a gain out of this sale transaction or if there would be a losses from that sale transaction, that need to be highlighted. Now, this is not a regular business of the hotel industry so as to generate the revenue or bear the losses from the sale of the hotel equipment, and therefore it has been reflected into an investment activity rather than the operational activity. And at last, we do have the financing activities. Financing activities highlights that in what way we have obtained the loans, in what way we have taken the long-term loan from the industry and from the financial institutional lenders. Have we issued the stock? Have we come up with the paying of the dividends? In what way we are going to do plans so as to repay our short-term or long-term liabilities? That all can be shown over here. Thus, definitely, the internal people can utilize this particular statement so as to bring the operational improvement and set the overall budget. The external people, especially the lenders and investors, would be interested to know the financial ways of managing the business so as to take the decision whether to provide the funding and how much funding need to be provided to this particular hotel business. Thus, managing the hotel cash flow statement is crucial for the hotel because it's going to give us the timing of the payment as well. Maybe the guest may pay at the end of their stay while it accrued beforehand. Thus, a debtors may be including the payment which is yet to be received, and therefore we have to maintain a separate cash flow statement. Thus, cash flow statement is going to give us the original cash as and when it has been paid, not as and when it has been accrued. Thus, a fully booked hotel may struggle to make ends meet while waiting for a payment. It doesn't mean that hotel has been booked, it's going to give us the full revenue. Unless and until it won't received, we cannot count as the revenue. So sales revenue may be somewhat misdirection oriented revenue. So actual payment only need to be considered. The sales revenue may be a huge amount, maybe a most attractive amount. But as and when it is getting converted into a cash, the liquidative statement can be considered as the most attractive statement for the profitability. The operating activities may be also called as a day-to-day business processes, such as booking rooms, selling F&Bs, renting event space and all that. The way I've said that investment activities would be equipment purchase, mergers and acquisition, other non-current asset transaction can be recorded over here. And at last, I've highlighted one more time that in what way the financing activities can be done. Few of the example, principal debt payment, payment to the owners and cash raise from a stock transaction, that also would be included over here. Now, key takeaways from this chapter, financial data is crucial. Now, why it is crucial, the way I've said that sales revenue may be giving us that what the room's revenue we would be generating. But there would be few defaulters and therefore we have to come up with the transaction called as reserve for doubtful dates or bad dates. All the sales, especially the credit sales, doesn't mean that we are going to receive this all into our cash or it can be converted into our monetary income. Therefore, not only we have to devise the income statement, but also we have to devise the cash flow statement. The cash flow statement is going to give us the entire picture that how much is the cash that has been generated from the room service or from renting the room. Few of the transaction maybe we are doing only for the purpose of the book records. Therefore, it has been called as a accounts and a bookkeeping, like as depreciation. We have to provide the depreciation every year, maybe with the SLM or the WDV. Now, as and when we are going to reduce the assets with the depreciation values, is the cash actually going out of the pocket of the business? No. But we are reducing the profit by that much amount by showing the depreciation at the debit of the P&L account. And hence, the depreciation need to be added back while devising the cash flow statement. Thus, the financial data is crucial. And at any point of a time, what we want is where we stand as far as the profitability of the business is concerned. And therefore, what matters is the standardized practice procedures. Are we following the GAAP, generally accepted accounting principle? Are we following the OSLI, that is nothing but the benchmark practice that has been devised by the hotel industries? This is definitely going to bring us the consistency, the clarity, and in what way the finance has been managed efficiently for all types of a hotel. And these all patterns should be uniform in the industry so as to put forward the benchmark and so as to have the proper comparison in the coming days with the known rivalries. Once we do have this all accounting statement in our hand, what we'll able to do? We can do actionable insights and lead to success. Now, how to do actionable insights? We have to do a proper audit of each and every statement. The responsibility center is the name of the game. We have to analyze which all are the centers that have been converted into a profit center and which all are the centers that have been converted into a loss centers. Now, if there would be a loss statement, why that center is the loss generating center? We have to come up with the deviations, what we have planned, whether it has been achieved or not. And if it is not achieved, we have to analyze the reason for the deviation, if any. Thus, actionable insights are going to give us the highlight that where we are going wrong in the overall profitability of the business. Are we missing something? Are we not going up with economies of scale? Are we taking the benefit of the economies of scope if there would be ample of provision so as to improvise the hotel in every boundaries and every scope and a scale? Thus, it's going to give us the valuable insights that may drive to the overall operational improvement, reduction in the cost, and ultimately it concentrate on the improvised and the higher profitability of the hotel industries. This is what is a reflection of the overall cash flow statement. The way I have said that it includes first as the operational activities. Operational activities by default include of net income. It starts with the profit. It includes the changes in account receivable. Definitely changes in accounts payable also would be made or reflected over here. Inventory changes also been highlighted, for which we have to create a separate ledger. In at last, the net operating cash flow can be generated by doing the plus and the minuses. Trial and error method also would be some extent applied over here. Then come up with the investment activities. Are we investing somewhere into that particular accounting year? That also need to be highlighted. So equipment purchases, asset, if we are selling any of the assets, so that also need to be highlighted. So the plus and the minus effect is going to give us the net investing cash flows. Are we taking the finance from some external sources? That would be highlighted with the financial activities. So any new loans or any previous debt payment, if we are doing that, also seen over here. And at last, what we'll get is the net changes in cash. Cash at the beginning of the period and cash at the end of the period is being highlighted. Generally, it has been expected cash at the end of the period should be more than the cash at the beginning of the period. The way I've said, this particular statement would be more important to the internal as well as the external stakeholders. Internal people can be concentrate upon the operational improvement as well as to set the budget into a coming period. The external people would be definitely the lenders and investors would be interested so as to take the decision whether to provide the fund further funding and how much further funding would be provided. So, the overall borrower's ability to pay off would be identified with the help of the cash flow statement. Definitely over here. So, this is the way we are ending our chapter of the financial statement. Thank you all.